Come with us into the realm of fantasy, where we will review that which cannot exist in our realm. It can only exist in the realm of fantasy. You are about to enter into the Watayami Files. Join us, won't you? Konnichiwa, Mina. This is T-Sakura, and welcome to the Watayami Files. Well, as I promised, we are going to start having some good shows on, and I am working on making sure there is reviews added every week. And I will be adding up some new top scores this week, where we can have some more high scores. So, I'd like to welcome everyone back to the show, and apologize for the show just not really kicking off. Well, got some good news, and got some good reviews. First of all, with our player profiles, I will be updating them. I will be taking down the game pages displaying the friend codes because I feel as if it's just not right to have those up because in other games that people like to post don't have those. Therefore, we're going to be taking those down and just leaving up friend codes up on your player profile. And we will be adding on a newer section as well. We're going to be adding on World of Warcraft, realms and names of characters, which I do have now, and my character is known as, I have a Night Elf under the name of Pokecast for my other podcast, or a Human Rogue, and her name is T-Sakura, and I am inside Gokurubashi realm. No way, in case you guys want to come in, just like kind of chat or whatever, I am going to try to be up when I can. And so that's one of the newer things we're going to be adding on the site. We just got a chat room thanks to NeoMew. So we now have a chat room up and running on the site. And newest thing on the site I'm definitely going to be adding on is I'm going to start doing, in a sense, kind of like achievements that you can get for your player profiles. I'll be calling them metas, which is Portuguese for goals, you know, just for fun. And the easiest ones to get, of course, is writing a review for the site for either one of the subjects, and each subject having its own meta icon. I will also be coming up with a different type of metas for different areas of the site for example, in one of the games, like Yoshi, your top scorers achieve 50 eggs, get a green Yoshi egg icon, achieve, you know, stuff like that. And, or another good one, achieve a top ranking within the site, you know, it's just fun things like that, just for that way we could help out people on the site, you know, just get a little bit more traffic and, you know, some exciting things happening. I would like to apologize for any of you that have sent in for a player profile. I am updating them, trying to figure out what to do, so right now I haven't added up any new ones because of that. So that's some of the newer things we're going to be doing on the site. And of course the podcast, we will be adding on top scores in on the podcast in case there's any updates each week. And yeah, we got some good reviews this week. This week on reviews, pardon me, for the newest game system added on, I added on the Game & Watch Gallery. So for Game & Watch Gallery, we're doing Octopus. For the 3DO, we'll be talking about Icebreaker. For Virtual Boy, we'll be talking about 3D Tetris. And those are the three reviews we'll be doing today. And for top scores, we'll be talking about the B Agents. So, yeah, let's go ahead and start off with our reviews and kind of like also explain how to send in your top scores and where to send them to. So, we actually have a pretty nice show up and ready for this one. I haven't gotten any new reviews for animes or anything else, mainly because I've been working on the video games right now. Because there's a few sections that there's not a lot of games out for that system, so I'm trying to get at least those reviews done, and I'm trying to catch up on my reviews. So we'll have some more later. And yeah, so yeah, if you guys want to send any of that in, of course, go right ahead. And able to write reviews or become part of the top scorers, you will have to get a player's profile on the site. That all you need is an icon photo, such as Midas Sakura from Street Fighter Alpha, hence T Sakura. Yeah, you will need your cyber name or gamer name, an email, and you can let me know if you'd rather just have me forward a site email address to your email address. And if you want, you can put up your MySpace name, your World of Warcraft name, Xbox Live, which friend code you have, where you can link up with people. And that's basically what I'm trying to do for that. After you have gotten those, you can start doing top scores. So if it's just a fun way to link up with a site and to get a lot of people. So that's basically what you've got to do. And for top scores, you do have to send in either a photo or a movie showing it, your top score. And I do have on the WTS front page examples of what you can do. And I do accept scores. If there's a game that is not out there for either review or top score, let me know of the game. What you gotta do is send in the name of the game, which system, and if you can, find the photo of the box art and send it to me, and I will add it up. Just tell me the exact stuff that we have to do in able to get that, if it's a specialized one, and we'll do it from there. Also with reviews, you gotta send me what it is and try to find the photo and everything. More than happy to throw it up. So let's go ahead and start off with our reviews. Our first review comes from a unique type of games. First of all, let me just read my review off of the actual system itself, the Game & Watch Gallery. And the Game & Watch Gallery, well, here's what I wrote about it. Here is Nintendo's first handheld made. Each one was a game by itself. And these were not easy to score big, but were fun to play and see how good you can get on the highest score. The Game & Watch Gallery, the Game & Watch ran from 1980 to 1998. Each time, they tried to think of new ways to make them funner. At one time, they were even on watches. I remember I actually used to have Star Fox for the Game & Watch. It was so cool being able to actually have a watch and a game at the same time. And that's what really made this an awesome thing to have. Let's see. Nintendo did release them once again for the Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, and for the DS. Now, we just have to wait and see if Nintendo would be willing to actually release these as downloadable content onto our Wii. Now, that would be totally sweet. So, here's my personal comment I made, at least. I felt that I needed to add them to my review because they were a big help to Nintendo and gamers to get things started. And I believe that's true, because without the Game & Watch Gallery, we wouldn't have had dorky little games for us to actually walk around in, which really helped us develop the handheld games. So that if anyone's wondering why I decided to put these particular games up in the Nintendo reviews, that is why. Well, we first have Octopus. Probably one of my top five of the Watch, Game & Watch games out from Nintendo. This was released during this the widescreen series and was released on this July 16th, 1981. Here's a game. Here's an easy game at first look. You're a diver, there's treasure, and an octopus guarding the treasure. You go down, get as much as you can, then head back to the boat. Sounds easy. Wrong. The more gold you have, the slower you go. Not only that, you have to watch out for the octopus. And he goes, and he does get faster with more points you get. The only thing that could be worse is that in these games, you only have 3 tries. Yeah, it's not easy now. This is one of the most challenging games I have played. And that is really true about this game. Because the more you go, the harder it becomes. Good news is if you can score 200 for every 200 points you get, you do get a free life. However, 3 is maximum on the lives. I believe when I was playing the Game & Watch Gallery for Game Boy, I think my maximum points I was able to get one time was over 1,000 one time. Not easy at all to do, especially the remake. The remake actually had you as Mario, and it did slow you down with the more you got, so it really was important to watch how much treasure you received. And that is why I decided to put up the Game & Watch games, because games are awesome. I definitely need to pick them up. Again, I know you can actually download them and play them on your PC. Unfortunately, they're not out for Mac yet. And it's one thing I'm going to look for, because I'd like to at least be able to play them again, the original versions. And when I can, find the Game & Watch galleries, which were released for Game Boy and Game Boy Advance. I do know the DS version is out in Japan currently and has no release date for the United States, unfortunately. But it is an awesome thing to look for. Go to any antique shop or video game store that sells the old stuff. You can find one. They are worth picking up. Get yourself a watch, an alarm clock, and a really nifty game, which will drive you crazy. Just try to see how good you can do. These are also a great game that will be added onto the WTS for people can just show off their skills of the Game & Watch, because these games are awesome. And Octopus, personally, definitely, I think it would probably be number 2 on my list. So, if you guys are curious about some of the earlier stuff for Nintendo, I highly recommend checking out the Game & Watch generation. An awesome gaming system. Oh, my voice is horrible. In our next review, we can go into the 3DO. The 3DO being one of the niftiest CD-based systems of the earlier systems. I'd like to talk about a very bizarre but hard puzzle game. And this game is called Icebreaker. Now, here's the review. Now, here's a puzzle action game. How can I put this? You're a pyramid. You can fly. You can shoot lasers. Yeah, basically this game is like Pac-Man. Well, kind of. You have to kill all the other pyramids to beat the level. You need to watch out for other pyramids. Because they are trying to kill you. Or they could be booby traps. That's what makes this game so hard. It's one of those games that, if you're a puzzle player, you definitely need to pick up for your 3DO. You got all kinds of different pyramids that can attack you. You have red set advance, oranges which come at you. You have hidden ones where you shoot them, they actually open up to pits and various other ones to where you have even the goober ones, which if you shoot them, they multiply until you get them to their end thing, which is not an easy thing to do. This game itself is one of those that, honestly, I could only beat maybe three of the levels. The more levels you continue on, the more difficult the area becomes, and also the pyramids increase in their intelligence, difficulty, and who knows what, really. Because not only do you have to be careful, such as blue ones, you can run right through them. Red ones, you cannot touch, you have to shoot them. Other ones will hunt you down. And you have the other ones, which will actually hide behind another pyramid. It will not advance on you until either you're turned backwards towards them, or the pyramid is no longer there, so it has no choice but to come after you. Other pyramids, if you shoot them, become holes in the ground, which can instantly kill you. You also have zombie ones, which are a pain in the neck because you have to keep on shooting them until they finally are destroyed. That's what makes this game very interesting. It was definitely a breakthrough in unique video games. Because this is when people were trying to think, okay, what can we do? So if you guys are really looking for an interesting game to pick up, I highly recommend Icebreaker if you do have a 3DO or are planning on picking up a 3DO. This game is also out for Windows 95 if you're able to obtain it. You will find it to be a very hard but exciting puzzle action game. Pardon me. Our next game brings us over to a unique system made by Nintendo. The Virtual Boy. Now, probably one of the strangest Tetrises I've ever played is going to be the 3D Tetris. This is a unique Tetris game, mainly because it does... The whole Tetris playing field is actually in a cylinder. Unlike two-dimensional Tetris, this makes it hard because you only have, I believe it was 6 levels high, and 4x4 area to put all your blocks. And, let's see, the review goes as, this is the best puzzle game for the Virtual Boy. It is in complete 3D. You have 6 levels high, and I believe it was 4x4 blocks on each level. In this Tetris, they were able to put some new pieces that could only work in 3D. For example, you could get a piece that was on multiple levels and on all sides. Yeah, they're not too fun. And all, this is probably the best, or this was a great game for the Virtual Boy. And if you're a Tetris fan, I put fun. I'm bad at spelling sometimes. It is a must-have. And that's very true in this game. But there's pieces to where it actually looks like a section from Qbert. Or you'll have ones to where it will actually have 4 blocks in them, not connecting at all, but each one being on a different plane, I guess that's how you'd say it. To where you'd have one on level 1, the next one be on level 3, but on level 2 you have one that is in part 1, and the center is completely empty, and have another one with another piece. That's what made this game extremely hard. And also, you could not put your pieces entirely in the center of the entire playing field most of the time, because it would actually just take that piece away. Every time you would lose, you would actually lose a level. A plane to where eventually you'd actually lose all your planes. You'd be playing with only one level left. That's what made this game extremely hard to play. It's because you no longer just had two-dimensional or crazy pieces in two-dimensional. You had crazy pieces in 3D, making this one probably one of the most difficult Tetrises to play to date. So if you out there that are planning on picking up a Virtual Boy, for old time's sakes, I'd recommend picking up this one. It is one of the more challenging ones, and definitely a worthwhile one to play. And last, we're going to be talking about Elite Beat Agents' top scores. currently the challenge I have up for the DS is going to be Libby Agents, highest score on cruising mode, and the song is YMCA. Let's see, what's my highest score? Right now, I do have, actually I have a pretty good score on that one. I think I've been able to get perfect scores. On those type of scores, I am waiting for a good challenge to try and beat, because I will try to beat your scores once they get up on the site, especially if someone's able to kick me completely off the site. And that's when the fun starts. So, like I was saying, there will be achievements that will be added on the site to where people can actually gain icon photos or icons added onto their player profile showing how many goals they've been able to do. And I will set them pretty nicely to where they're going to be a nice challenge to where even I'm going to try for them myself. Such as, okay, let's do that. For YMCA and Elite Beat Agents, let's see, on cruising mode, let's just call it easy mode, that's a lot easier. On easy mode, trying to think, is there actually a, can you actually get that high? I don't know if you can actually get that high. Okay, well, I already have 97,144. So let's make it to where if you can get to 100, up to 90,000 points or higher, you will be able to get your first icon, which will be a 100-point star. And I'll work out the other ones to see what we can get, but that'll be the first icon challenge that we'll add up later today for everybody out there, for that way we can go ahead and do that, have some fun with it. So, on easy mode, 90,000 points. You will earn, if you turn it in, you will earn yourself a 100-point star. I will make sure all icons represent the game that they are in and really help out. And I will post new metas up every time I can, think of a new one, to help bring out more and more of the sites. Man, my nose. So, this goes out to all of you guys out there. These are some of the new things we're going to be doing this year, and trying to bring more people onto the site. If you have a friend that you think might have fun, voicing this opinion about games, animes, games, cartoons, mangas, comic books, or like to tie for top scores, let them know. Of course, the email is always going to be at wts@tsukurazwatayami.com. So I'll be looking forward to all you guys. And by the way, I hope all you guys have a happy new year. And yes, I will be putting up on my profile, World of Warcraft names and realm, that way you guys can get in contact with me through that way. I'd be more than happy to add you guys to my friends list and everything. So I hope you guys have fun and enjoy the new things we're going to be doing with this site. And I'm looking forward to all of you guys emailing in your scores and everything. I will go ahead and check the email on Yahoo and also on the other one. In case that's a little easier, I would like you guys to send it to WTS, because that's the emails I do check. Pardon me. So you guys have a nice holiday. It's T-Sakura's sayonara, my friends. Ciao.